Sarvabhishtam Supurakam Guruganara Sisha Sambhushitam Chintya Chintya Samasta Veda Nipanam Shirupa Patanugam Govinda Abhidam Ujjwalam Bharatanum Bhaktyan Vidam Sundaram Bande Vishwa Guruncha Divyat Bhagavat Premna Vibhijapradam Devam Divyatanum Suchanda Bharanam Balarka Chilanshitam Sandrananda Puram Sadeka Bharanam Vairagya Vidyam Budim Sri Siddhanta Nidim Subhakti Lasitam Saraswatanam Bharam Bandetam Shubaram Madeka Sharanam Nashishwara Sridharam Mancha Kapatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavenibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. So today is the Divine Disappearance Day of Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parabhajakacharya Astatara Satashi Srimad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj. Today is his Tirubhav Mahotsav. And we are fortunate to be able to come together and try to honor Srila Guru Maharaj and offer our dandavats at his lotus feet. I feel very unqualified to be able to speak about Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He is the most exalted Vaishnava and he is known as Shastra Nipunja, qualified to correct all others. That is his position, is so singular, so amazing position. We all have heard so many times the glories of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, how he composed the prayers in Sanskrit of the Bhakti Vinod Varaha Dashakam, prayers to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, which he presented before Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Saraswati Thakur, he was more than just the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, but he considered Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur as his divine guardian, as his Gurudev, and also as the presence of Srimati Radharani in the form of that Bhakti Vinod Thakur's figure. And then is stated at the end of his prayers to the commentaries on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he says that in the person of Gaurakishore Das Babaji, he saw the divine presence of his guru as Sri Gunamanjari and saw Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he held his head more erect, that he could see in Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur all the divine qualities of the hero and Srimati Radharani present. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had named many, many deities of Radha Govinda, of Radha Krishna, with the name of Radha Vinod, etc., in honor of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So Guru Maharaj presented prayers in honor of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and we have heard how when he was reciting these prayers at the first, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was listening in a very careful, discerning mood and initially, cautiously listening, but as the Guru Maharaj proceeded, Srila Saraswati Thakur became so pleased with the mood presented and the Siddhanta presented that he was very happy. He said the prayers were presented in a happy mood and that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur had himself directly revealed himself through the writing of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And he also remarked, at least now I know I can go, knowing that there is one person qualified to lead our sampradaya, and that person is Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So that was very important. We heard how Srila Saraswati Thakur wanted Guru Maharaj to go to the West and preach there. As some of Srila Saraswati's disciples had gone to the West. But Srila Shira Maharaj wanted to stay with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he also said that I'm not qualified, I cannot catch the tune of the Westerners, how they speak. Although Guru Maharaj is very qualified in English, and we have heard that his English is very, very carefully presented. When he speaks English, his vocabulary is very immaculate. But still, he said that I cannot follow the tune of the Westerners. And so he stayed behind. And shortly thereafter, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world. And Guru Maharaj was present at that time. We heard how Guru Maharaj was doing guard duty early in the morning, and he had done his guard duty and then retired. But Srila Saraswati Thakur asked that devotees would get him and bring him. And Srila Srinivas Maharaj, he was called before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and asked to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And we heard how Guru Maharaj at first, he was hesitant because in the words of Srila Govinda Maharaj, he said, Guru Maharaj wasn't known so much as a singer, he was known more as a dancer. That was the way Srila Govinda Maharaj phrased it. So Guru Maharaj began to sing, but hesitatingly, and sing that hesitation, Kunja Babu, who was the Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, at that time Kunja Babu, he saw that, and he asked, seeing Guru Maharaj's hesitation, then he asked another exalted Vaishnava to sing, but when he sang, Srila Saraswati Thakur stopped him and he said, no, I am not interested in just hearing the melody of the song. I want Srila Sridhar Maharaj to sing. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj again began singing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And it's described how all those present, they could see that there was occurring what was termed a power transmission, a transfer of the responsibility for the Sri Rupanuga Sampradaya from Srila Saraswati Thakur to Srila Guru Maharaj, to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, acknowledged, and he said, I consider that I was being posted as a gatekeeper. But so after that time, so many of the exalted Vaishnavas in the line of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they came to get Srila Sridhar Maharaj's association at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati. A multitude of many exalted Vaishnavas. For instance, Srila Govinda Maharaj said that that Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj, who's senior to him, would come and he would, he took sannyas from Srila Sridhar Maharaj and he would offer his dandavat pranams to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Govinda Maharaj jokingly once said to him, why are you offering dandavats to Srila Guru Maharaj when you are senior to him? Bhakti Sharanga Goswami said to in return, he said, you do not know what is in the sannyas mantra that he has given. It is the entrance into Radha Dasham. And actually, Srila Sharanga Goswami Maharaj, he always looked to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and whenever he would get any offerings on his own Guru Puja, he would give whatever was collected as Guru Dakshin, he would give it to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And he also said that every year that Srila Sridhar Maharaj would attend Srila Goswami's Vyas Puja, he said, I am getting another year of life. And one year, Guru Maharaj was ill and he could not attend. And Srila Goswami Maharaj, he said that Srila Sridhar Maharaj could not attend this year, and this year I must leave this world. And it happened that way also. So many of the exalted Vaishnavas, exalted persons that came to sannyas from Guru Srila Sridhar Maharaj, they got his association. And in this way, Srila Govinda Maharaj said that he got the association of all the exalted Vaishnava sannyasis and Vaishnava disciples of Bhakti, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj told Srila Govinda Maharaj, even though you personally did not meet Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I consider that you have gotten his divine blessings and everything through the presence and the blessings of all Srila Saraswati Thakur's disciples who had come so often to the mat. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, one time one of those persons, one of the sannyasis, was visiting. And Govinda Maharaj said, I had to arrange for everything in the mat, so I had to be very careful about their accommodations. He talked about how one time he was putting up one, you know, mosquito net, and he was chastised. Govinda Maharaj was chastised because all the lines of the mosquito net were not perfectly straightened, you know, perpendicular. He said one time to one of the sannyasis visiting Srila Sridhar Maharaj that, oh Maharaj, how long will you be staying with us? And that sannyasi said to him that, I just got here and now you're asking me when I'm going to leave. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, no Maharaj, that I have to make proper accommodations for you, so that's why I'm asking. And then jokingly the sannyasi said to him, even if you were to broom us, even if you were to hit us with a broom, still we would not leave, because we have come for the association of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So many came there. And we have also known that who is the guru of the Western, all of the Western devotees, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he also acknowledged that Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he sent me to Srila Sridhar Maharaj so that Srila Sridhar Maharaj could properly train me. And I consider that it is Srila Saraswati Thakur's desire, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj is representing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he considered that Srila Sridhar Maharaj was his Siksha Guru. And he said so publicly during the time of the inauguration of the Chaitanya Chandra Doya Mandir, and I believe it was 1973, I believe. And when Srila Govinda Maharaj came there and Srila Sridhar Maharaj was present, there's Srila Sridhar Maharaj sitting on the same Vyasasan as Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Govinda Maharaj is at the microphone, and Govinda Maharaj was giving some reference to the prayers of Raghupati Upadhyaya, paraphrasing them, that saying, who can I tell and who will believe me? That is how the actual prayer is, who can I tell? I don't know the Sanskrit, but it's who can I tell and who will believe me that Lord Krishna, he is hiding in the bushes and hunting the gopis. But he said, who can I tell and who will believe me that person that we knew as Abhay Charan Day, who was like a member of our family who stayed with us, that he has gone to the West and he's come back as a Jagat Guru with so many followers he has come. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said that he considered that Bhaktivedanta Swami was Shakya Vaishavatar, that he was empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu to present Mahaprabhu's teachings in the Western world. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, his contributions to our sampradaya are, you know, he gave so much. Of course, as he won the heart of Srila Saraswati Thakur, in his prayers, he said that, actually in his prayers of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he says, he has given us Guru. He has given us Srila Saraswati Thakur. But we also consider that Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, he has also given us Guru. He has given us Srila Bhakti Mati Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. It's so generous. We cannot think of the two of them as separate. That we saw a relationship between the two of them, which we have, no one has seen in terms of guru and disciple, that kind of an intimate relationship. So deep. And sometimes you could not even see who is, you know, out of Guru Maharaj's divine mercy. He's very exalted, but he would say, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he is more than me, and he also composed his pranam mantra that we recited at the beginning. And that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and his contributions, as I said this morning, he has given us the beautiful 72 verses explaining all and in essence, in Sanskrit, the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given in his Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram. All these prayers giving the very essence of Mahaprabhu's divine pastimes. He also gave the full commentary on the Gayatri Mantra, which not... Although he said that previously that commentary, there was some commentary given by Srila Jiva Goswami, but he said, I did not find that commentary, or maybe it was Govinda Maharaj who said that, but Srila Guru Maharaj, he gave a full explanation of Gayatri Mantra in the line of the service of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet going up to the highest plane of realization. And even Govinda Maharaj said, why you have, normally the Gayatri Mantra is given from guru to disciple in a secret way, why you're explaining this openly? And Srila Guru Maharaj said, if I don't do it, who will do this? He indicated that this should be done, that it was for the wealth of our Sampradaya, and he gave that commentary. Also, what we are singing every night, the Saraswat Arti, and composed by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Before, they were singing that every Friday in the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. But when we installed the deities here of Shishi, Guru, Guranga, Gandharvika, Giridhari, then I asked Srila Govinda Maharaj about that. The deity's name, he are the names of the deities in the Chaitanya Mat in Mayapur that was established by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I asked Srila Govinda Maharaj, you know, if we could sing the Saraswat Arti here every night, and he gave his permission. And then after that also, in all the mats, he asked that all the mats would sing Saraswat Arti every night. Previously, he said he asked Srila Guru Maharaj, why we already have arti of, we have Gaur Arti, then why you have written this arti? Because that Gaur Arti given by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, but Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, because the Gaur Arti is not describing the deities which given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that line, which is, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya, that he wanted to give the full vision and the full siddhanta of what Srila Saraswati Thakur presented in installing the deities of Gauranga Sundar with Gandharva Govinda Sundar. He wanted to give that full vision and said this is necessary for the full glorification of the deities on the altar. So of course we are singing every night, Gaur Arti by Bhakti Vinod Thakur and also Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Saraswat Arti. And along with this, he's given many contributions, many songs, his prayers of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Sujanar Buddha Radhita Adha Yugam. These prayers, they're sung in all the temples of the Gaudiya Math. And they are given by Srila Sridhar Maharaj for the glorification of Srila Saraswati Thakur. He also gave many songs, beautiful songs and prayers. And in his Prapana Jivanamrita, it's very nice that Tyagi Maharaj, Bhakti Kamal Tyagi Maharaj, he recently translated the Sharanagati presented with the Laghuchandrika commentary of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Sridhar Maharaj presented that, and he even comments sometimes that, as I've said in Prapanajivanamrita is a folk explanation of Sharanagati, the six qualities of surrender, which are humility, accepting everything favorable for the service of the Lord, rejecting everything unfavorable, feeling oneself always protected by the Lord, Gopritve Varanam, which means entering into the, feeling the Lord to be one's guardian, or entering into the family of the Lord, and Atmanivedana, utilizing everything, mind, body, senses, everything in the service of the Lord. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj presented this in the full explanation, very beautifully done, in a progressive way in Prapanajivanamrita. One time one devotee, he was translating that, but he left off the aphorisms, Guru Maharaj's comments on each verse. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, no, this is what is making the Prapanajivanamrita, explaining fully all the verses and the progressive evolution in each chapter. And that book is very invaluable for everyone. Somebody, one devotee of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had compiled Gaudiya Kantahar, which includes many of the verses and many that were cited by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj has given us Prapanajivanamrita, and it is a full explanation of our Vaishnava Siddhanta given in that book. And that was very much appreciated by Srila Guru Maharaj's godbrothers. They commented, like Bhakti Hriday Bhan Maharaj, he's very learned in Sanskrit, but he commented that Guru Maharaj's, Srila Sridhar Maharaj has outdone all of us, and he's given Prapanajivanamrita so beautifully in Sanskrit. And Srila Govinda Maharaj commented that Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Sanskrit is very beautiful and at the same time not complicated. It can be understood and relished by everyone. So this is Bhakti, this is Prapanajivanamrita. That Guru Maharaj was also described also by his godbrothers as being a person who is actually, it's said that all his godbrothers had a special relationship with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and they would look to him for confirmation of their own service to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There's an expression called Sima Vilochana. Sima Vilochana means the glance of the lion, because when the lion is proceeding, the lion would go some kilometers or miles ahead and then pause and then look back and survey where he had gone, where he had passed. In this way, it's called that glance or the vision, the look of the lion, Sima Vilochan. And it is said that the disciples of Srila Bhaktisananda Saraswati Thakur, after the disappearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur, they would look to Srila Sridhar Maharaj for confirmation of their own service. They would consider their own service by being accepted by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. We heard how one exalted disciple of Bhaktisananda Saraswati Thakur, who I believe later became Paramahansa Maharaj. He was, forget his name, but he used to sleep with Bhaktisananda Saraswati Thakur in the same room. And Bhaktisananda Saraswati sometimes, like Mahaprabhu, would sleep in the room with Shankar Pandit, Damodar Pandit's younger brother. They put Shankar Pandit in the room so that Mahaprabhu wouldn't hurt himself by scraping his face against the wall or anything in separation from Krishna. So also this disciple of Srila Bhaktisananda Saraswati Thakur, he used to stay with Srila Saraswati Thakur in his room, and sometimes Srila Saraswati Thakur would cover him with his own quilt, etc. Then that person took sannyas. Later, though, he, one point he became married and he brought his daughter to Srila Saraswati Thakur for blessings. They had that kind of intimate relationship. But at the end of his life, he was reading every day one chapter of Prapana Jivanamrita. There are many persons, many devotees, who every day, for instance, read a chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Others also read from Chaitanya Charitamrita every day. But this intimate disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur, he was reading Prapana Jivanamrita every day. And in this way, Srila Guru Maharaj considered that his book had been accepted by Srila Bhaktisananda Saraswati Thakur, because there was always that intimate relationship between this person and Srila Saraswati Thakur. So, like this, it's for us to inconceivable to consider who is Srila Sridhar Maharaj, what he has given. He is that kind of exalted Vaishnava who can give us everything and who is so merciful. He is very kind that he accepted all the Western devotees. Of course, Srila Govinda Maharaj had encouraged him to do so because Guru Maharaj was worried that he would not be able to be around long enough to properly instruct the Westerners, but Srila Govinda Maharaj promised that he would continue their education. And even at an advanced age, Srila Guru Maharaj gave us entrance into the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, which is the greatest mercy. No one can imagine that how Guru Maharaj opened his heart to the whole world. He said at one time that he had gone to Ekachakra, the place of Srila, appearance of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, or known as Birachandrapur. Before Govinda Maharaj left this world, he asked me, "Have you been to Birachandrapur?" And then I said, "No." And he said, "You must go there soon." And I did that year. There was a festival, and Acharya Maharaj took all of us to Ekachakra, Birachandrapur. And Srila Maharaj was there, and he was praying for the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, but heard one transmission from Sri Nityananda Prabhu to the effect that you are asking for my mercy, but you have already got so much of that mercy, but you must distribute it to others. And before that, Srila Maharaj was reluctant to take disciples, and he was following something of a solitary line. But still, his Varanabhadip persons were coming to see him. We heard how one person who was very degraded. He was living in Navadvip and very degraded, and his wife was very concerned. Her husband was a debauchee, and yes, and she came one time. She was with her husband and her father and walking near the Ganga, near the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And she said to her husband, "Oh, I've heard there's one sadhu living here." And her husband said that, "Oh, you want to convert me? You want to make me a Vaishnava?" Like that. But they went into the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and they met Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Govinda Maharaj said that he began preaching, Guru Maharaj began preaching very heavily for some hours, you know, it was heavily about the value of the human life and this, etc. And that by the time Guru Maharaj was done preaching, that man was crying and he begged to become Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disciple. And that man was a big zamindar, very rich man. He had so much wealth and so much land and a big family. Srila Govinda Maharaj said his family was listed in the Guinness Book of Records as being the most persons living under the same roof.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, big family. And he became a disciple of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and his barber came to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. His barber came and offered his dandavat pranams to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and he said, "We have heard about the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and other exalted Vaishnavas, but they were all stories for us." You know, they were all stories. But he said, "I knew this man myself. I was his barber. Barber knows everything." He says, "I knew this man and he was very degraded and now he has become a Vaishnava, and this is only possible by a Param Vaishnava like yourself." And he offered his dandavat pranams to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. That kind of person is Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And after that, Srila Govinda Maharaj would visit the family of that zamindar, and they became, that man, Govinda Maharaj, made him the treasurer of the Navadvip Dham Parikrama. He made him the treasurer. And he said, we will collect money, and whatever we lack, you will put in. And they did like that. And many of that person's family, they also became disciples of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So we heard about that kind of qualified Vaishnava. Guru Maharaj was living and keeping solitary. Even his own godbrothers were looking for him until someone found him in Navadvip. But after that transmission from Srila Nityananda Prabhu, then Guru Maharaj began following a more broad path. And he began accepting disciples. And in this way, the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math became established. Guru Maharaj wrote that prayer of how the Chaitanya Saraswat Math is situated on the bank of the Ganga and how resplendent and how its flag is flying and announcing the glories of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And at the time, one of Sridhar Maharaj's godbrothers, his name was Sakicharan Rai, he's a person who helped build so much of the Chaitanya Math in Mayapur at the birthplace of Mahaprabhu at the Yog Pit. He built so much there for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he helped purchase the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. But when he heard that prayer glorifying the exalted Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math with its flag and its glories announced all over the world, then he said, "But now you only have one hut and a long bamboo pole with a flag on top of that flag, of that pole. But only, that's all you have. All is just a hut, you know?" And then he was joking, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, the only time will separate us from the realization of this. Perhaps you may not see that, but it will happen. And when Srila Govindamaharaj was traveling all over the world, how many tours of Srila Govindamaharaj? Like 24 world tours. 24 world tours Srila Govindamaharaj traveled. Is that it? 24? 23, 24. Anyway, he said, when he went to Mexico at one point, he said, I'm only traveling to see the fulfillment of Srila Guru Maharaj's prophecy. Then see how the glories of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati are spread all over the world. For that reason, I'm traveling. Srila Govindamaharaj convinced Srila Sridharmaharaj to give us all shelter at his lotus feet. And no one can understand the person of Srila Sridharmaharaj, but Srila Govindamaharaj can reveal all his glories and beauty. When I came to meet Srila Sridharmaharaj at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mutt, he said to me, as was his preaching, he said, you know, about exploitation and about renunciation. He says, bhakti is not about power, and bhakti is not about knowledge, but it is only about dedication, like that. And I said to Srila Sridharmaharaj, well, one thing I don't understand, you're saying that it's not about knowledge, but everybody knows that you are so learned and you know so much. How you can say that bhakti is not about knowledge? And Srila Guru Maharaj, he smiled and he said, bhakti is the king. And knowledge, gyan, is like a minister who comes to prostrate himself and offer his services to the king. And that's the way he explained it to me. And then Srila Govindamaharaj said, if you want the greatest return, and you remember when I met him, he said, if you want the greatest return on your investment, take everything that you have and invest it. Here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mutt, and you will get the greatest return on your investment. And that place is known as Upper Advanjan Pat. There Mahaprabhu forgave so many sinners. He gave so much mercy to so many sinners like Devananda and other persons were given so much mercy there at the Upper Advanjan Pat that so we are fortunate that place of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mutt, Upper Advanjan Pat, the place of Gupta Govardhan, of, you know, there so many divine pastimes happened. How, you know, Govindamaharaj, that, you know, very perfect person to represent and give everything of Srila Sridharmaharaj and enrich everything with his own realizations, his own deep realizations. And we got that association of Srila Govindamaharaj for so long, so many years. Now it is very nice that we see the photo of Srila Sridharmaharaj here and Srila Govindamaharaj side by side. We are, of course, also, you know, seeing that they are joined together in their eternal association in that divine spiritual plane. And we cannot forget how deeply we are indebted to Srila Govindamaharaj and Srila Sridharmaharaj. And on this day, we have the opportunity to remember them. So I am happy that all of you have come here tonight and are joining in the memory of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj. I just wanted to speak in this way. And I also would like to have all the devotees join in and offer flowers. Well, we can offer flowers to Srila Sridharmaharaj. I don't know if Ramai was, I was just going to do Pushpanjali, some offering of No, no. We can do RT if Ramai has it ready. Ramai, do you want to do RT to Srila Guru Maharaj? What do you say?
Okay, why not?
All right, we'll do RT. Okay,
we'll just clean up.
He's coming.
Does anyone have any questions? You know, usually don't ask questions, but...
Oh,
Srila Guru Maharaj's, his divine appearance place of Sri Hapaniyadam, that place known as Sri Hapaniyadam refers to the sweet water there. We've heard that it also refers to the coconuts there, very sweet coconut water, but it's Hapaniya, sweet, like sweet water. And there, Guru Maharaj, he appeared there, and Srila Govinda Maharaj, he took Sridhar Maharaj to Hapaniya in the presence of his godbrothers like Yajavar Maharaj, and also I believe Krishna Das Babaji went there. And at Guru Maharaj didn't so much go to Hapaniya, he never returned after he left. But he went there on Govinda Maharaj's request, and there he established where he actually directly appeared, that place. There was a bamboo hut made there, like the maternity room, where in India the child is not born within the house, but some special room is built where the mother can give birth, and then later the child and the mother will be, you know, honored and received into the house after the child is born. So it was shown where Guru Maharaj's exact appearance was, and there the deities were established of Shishi Radha Gopinath at Hapaniyadam. We are fortunate that our Shripad Yudhamanyu Seva Vikram, who was there in the other room with some exalted guests, Dr. Sue and Mrs. Howe, they have come there with Yudhamanyu Seva Vikram. They invited Seva Vikram Prabhu to China 10 years ago, and by their gracious invitation, he was able to go to China. And so we are very honored to be able to have their presence here tonight on Srila Guru Maharaj's Divine Disappearance Day. So that Yudhamanyu, he led the efforts in order to help establish that temple of Radha Gopinath there in Sri Hapaniyadam for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And at that time when Guru Maharaj was there, it was observed by the Vaishnavas and declared that this place is non-different from Varshana, that Hapaniya is non-different from Varshana. It was established there. And at that time also, Krishnadas Babaji was present. And Guru Maharaj on other occasions had noticed that Krishnadas Babaji would go to Hapaniya and visit there, and also visit place where Guru Maharaj went to school and many places of Guru Maharaj's childhood pastimes. And Srila Guru Maharaj asked, "You're my godbrother, why are you going to these places?" And Krishnadas Babaji said, "My whole life I am singing the songs of Srila Rupa Goswami, his, and glorifying him, and I do not see any difference between what you are given and what Srila Rupa Goswami has given. It is of the same quality." So he glorified Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and he would go often to visit Hapaniya and visit the places of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's childhood places where he went to school, etc. So And we are always, when we have our festival for Gaur Purnima, we also have the festival of Pancham Dol. Dol Yatra refers to holy time. It is a time of holy. You know, it's the same time as Mahaprabhu's appearance. We some devotees have direct realization of that because they've wandered outside the gates on Gaur Purnima day and they've come back multicolored. You know, so a holy is going on enthusiastically in Bengal at that time, and it's called Dol Yatra. Not called Dol Yatra in other places, but in Bengal it is called that. And Pancham Dol is 5 days after, but you know, because Dol Yatra lasts longer than one day. And Pancham Dol is the time when we have that Hapaniya festival and all the devotees go there and the local persons there, enthusiastic, they have a nice festival and they distribute prashanam, khichdi and everything and have some glorification of Srila Sridharmar. So that is, as I said, Guru Maharaj's divine appearance, and we are happy that Unamanyu and other persons joined with him in that collection for Hapaniya Dham. And I'm sure that persons who served in that party of Unamanyu, like Divya Shakti, well, she was collecting directly for Srila Govinda Maharaj, but many persons of our community, like Kalindi and Rajamohini and Lalita, Bhimala, of course, and from Australia was Janaki, and then
Shamina, her sister.
Yeah, her sister also, and many persons joined. I don't want to forget anyone else who was living there on 17th Street. I know you, Rajamohini, Lalita, Bhimala. Anyway, they all joined in and the collection went to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mahaprabhu. Of course, Govinda Maharaj headed up all that collection. Of course, also persons like Aravinda Lochan, they did so much. He is as a worshipable Vaishnava for us also. So, anyway. Anyone else have a question? You had it, that was your whole question? Radha Gopinath?
Yeah. Who brought them to the place? I don't
Srila Govinda Maharaj. Srila Guru Maharaj said that Hapani is Srila Govinda Maharaj's temple. Oh. He always said that place is Guru. He said, how is your temple? Uh-huh. How is your mandir? He referred to Hapani, his own birthplace, as Srila Govinda Maharaj's mandir. You know, Govinda Maharaj established that. And then we see that Vamanpar has been established, and we see that Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj, he's had much to do with the establishing of Vamanpar. He's given much energy and much enthusiasm there, and as he did and also in Ekachakra and other places. So we find that Sri Chaitanya Saraswati, we are very happy to be able to participate in that Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mutt, and we consider everything that's going on by the divine mercy of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Sridhar Maharaj told Srila Govinda Maharaj, a running mutt will run. That was what he told him. Meaning, the running mutt will continue so that we have all hope that the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mutt continue. Now we're also happy to have with us from London Lalita Madhava Prabhu and Pandita, his wife, Rasamayi Pandita Devi. And she also was sometime here visiting our community once before, and her mother also exalted devotee. We're very happy to have you here. Lalita Madhava is working very hard there in London, and he has helped facilitate the new temple there, and near the Heathrow Airport.
My teacher and her mother once doing so much service in London, unbelievable service.
Without Lalita Madhava's help, that, anyway, we're happy that he's here and joined with us. So, Nisringa Chaitanya, he's one of us. He's not been here before, but we know him like our brother. Always we go to Navadvip, he was there. And, you know, if I don't want to make offense by overlooking him, but I consider him now, like, when I see him, I'm always happy to see his smiling face, and considering that he is part of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mutt. Yeah. We always would see him going to Navadvip, always there, always serving. And then he spent some time in London, and he's gone elsewhere. But we know that eventually he'll go back to Navadvip. What?
I'm always here.
He's
like member of family.
Well, he's an organ bossy. He's from Oregon, and he's also very bossy. But Ramachandra. We're happy to have him with us. I mean, I made joke, but he is, you know, my dear God brother, and always here. So, you know, he comes and he goes, and he is like that. You know, sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes in Navadvip.
Not Chanchala,
but moving like the wind, going from one place to another. The wind doesn't stay in one place, traveling.
When we were building that Pushpa Samadhi, Ramachandra was giving so much energy.
He's always been here many times, and he's done much of the construction work here and much of the service here. He and also his father, Daitya Krishna, they have really worked so hard, you know, and done so much service here and in San Jose. And, you know, many things that we see, I don't even remember all the things, but, you know, laying tiles, building so many things. So, you know, and not only here, many places, Japan, did the construction work in Japan and everything. You know, it's true. He helped build that mandir for Paramananda Prabhu there, and he's done service in Bangkok.
Stop, please.
All right, you insist, I'll stop. Anyway, we're happy to have all these persons here with us today. So now we'll have some Pushpanjali and Arti. Sheila Sridhar Marsh. We can do that with the curtains open, right?
Yeah, I was kind of
waiting.
I didn't want to break the flow.
Okay, good. All right. Jai Om Vishnupan Paramansa Paravajaka Charyas Tatara Shiman Sheila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Tirubab Mahatsav Ki Jai. Jai Saparikara Shishi Guru Guranga Gandharvika Giridhari Juki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravajaka Charyasta Tatara Sadashi Shimad Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravajaka Charyasta Tatara Sadashi Shimad Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravajaka Charya. Ashta Tara Sadashi Shimad, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Sanan Saraswati Goswami Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Satchinananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Rupanuga Guru Bharga Ki Jai. Amachari Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Shri Rupa Sanatana Bhakti Ranga Ravanashi, Jiva Gopal, Bhattadasha Ravanashi, Goswami, Prabhu Kijaya, Premsiko, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadan, Harshivasti, Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya, Srila Saparshita Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Saparshita Shri Maha Prabhu Ki Jai, Shri Kolabit Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sokal Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Sevasham Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Ki Jai, Tulasi Madhurani Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopi Govardhan, Shyam Kuna Radha Kunda Kalindi Yamuna Ju Ki Jai, Shri Purushottam Adam Ki Jai, Baladev Subhadra Jagannath Ju Ki Jai, Bhakti Vigna Vinash Shina Shingadev ki jai, Bhakta Prabhada Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, all the assembled devotees ki jai, Shripad Bhakti Chandan Parvat Maharaj ki jai, Srila Bhakti Rakakshira Dev Goswami Maharaj Thirubhav Mahatsav ki jai, Srila Guru Maharaj ki jai, Srila Guru Maharaj Divine Disappearance Day ki jai, all the assembled devotees ki jai, Gaur Premanande,
Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj ki jai,
Jai Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj ki jai.
Okay, we'll move everything.